Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah teaches us about the responsibilities that people who live in a chatzer have, and also people who live in a city, what responsibilities they have. Kofin oso livnos beis shar vadelas lachatzer. We force somebody who lives in that chatzer in a courtyard to participate in the building of a beis shar. A beis shar is a guardhouse. Videlis, and a door for the chutzer, in order to guard and protect the chutzer from outsiders coming in. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says, Lo kol ha-chatzeros ru'uyos le-veishar. Not every chutzer is appropriate that it should need to have a guardhouse. Not every chatzer, because some chatzeros are not near the Rishos HaRabim, they're not near the public domain, and therefore there's not a concern of outsiders coming in, if it's not in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. However, the Tanakhama maintains that even if it's not close to a Rishos HaRabim, to the public domain, sometimes you will have people from the Rishos HaRabim who will end up in there, and therefore the Tanakhama is of the opinion that every chatzer deserves to have a beis shar videlis, to have a guardhouse and a door. Moving on to the laws of a city, we say kofen oso, we force somebody who is living in the city, livnos la'ir, to participate in the building for the city, of a choma, of a wall to the city, udlasayim, and doors, uvriach, and a beam that goes across the doors to keep them from the gates from opening. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says, lo kol ha'yaros ru'uyos la'choma. Not every city needs or deserves to have a wall, and that is to say, if it's not near the border, so he doesn't believe it needs necessarily to have a wall, and therefore not everyone has to participate. If some people want to build a wall, they can, but it's not incumbent upon everybody. Tanakhama maintains that even if a city is not near the border, sometimes there could be marauding armies that might come by, and therefore every city deserves and needs to have a wall. Now, the question is, who is considered to be a member of a city? Kama yehevo ir, how long does a person need to be in the city? Yehe ka'anshi ha'ir, and he is considered to be a resident of the city that he needs to pay. So Mishnah says, Shnei Masar Chodesh, if he's been there for 12 months, he's obligated. However, kana ba beis dira, if he has purchased a house to live in that city, ha'reo ka'anshi ha'ir miyad, then he's considered to be a resident and a paying resident of that city immediately upon the purchase of the beis dira, of the house to live in.